There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A game so important, so crucial, that Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth got to call the game on Sunday night. The Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Rams playing in the Windy City. And not much of a game. Now, there was no snow. If you saw the game, there was no snow. No lake effect snow, no snow in general in Chicago. But it was 29 degrees. And that alone was enough to give the Chicago Bears a gigantic advantage in this game as the Rams literally froze over. A stomach-turning performance for both teams. Let's be fair, the Bears suck also. It's not like the Bears are any good. The Bears' offense blows, but the Rams, their offense was worse, and the Bears pull out a 15-6 win in Sunday Night Football. That loss by the Rams, coupled with the Saints' win in Tampa, and so New Orleans back to the number one pole position in the NFC standings. For now, we certainly know the Saints with Drew Brees are capable at any moment of losing. That is a team that is teetering on the edge themselves there, New Orleans. But Jared Goff in this game, whee! Man, That was a stink bomb aru. It's kind of like the hallway. I just went to the printer here in the hallway, and I don't know who walked in, but somebody laid a massive fart in the hallway in the building, and I smelled it as I went to the printer. I was like, wow, that is somebody ate some really nasty food and thought they could get away with it in the middle of the hallway. Well, Jared Goff, 4 interceptions. He finished with just 180 yards passing and a passer rating of 19.1, which is a pretty good scoring average in the NBA. If you average 19.1 points per game, you're doing pretty good. You're making a lot of money. You're a fringe all-star, depending on how many rebounds and assists you get. But if you're a starting quarterback and your passer rating is 19.1, you put a bag on your head and you walk in shame. You walk in shame. And while many are looking at this Chicago Bears team and praising the Bears, what an amazing win by Chicago, and romanticizing some past Bears teams, we know the better story is in the losing locker room, and that would be the Rams locker room. Todd Gurley, number 30, Todd Gurley, 28 yards. That's it. He had 28 yards on only 11 carries in this defeat at the hands of the Chicago Bears. So let's discuss. Now, the question, how embarrassing a loss was this for the Rams, because they were the ones that had only lost one game coming in. Now, my thoughts on the Sunday night game, you've got Alaska, the misadventures, and kryptonite. All right, you got those three things, and we will combine all three. We'll lock them together like Legos. Now, first of all, to lead off with Chris Collinsworth, he essentially wrote a love note to the Chicago Bears defense. It was like a parent gushing over a child, the way Collinsworth was going. And Al Michaels, he chimed in a little bit. He mentioned, at least for this night, like bringing back memories of the 1985 Bears defense, using the Bears of the mid-80s and this Bears defense in a similar breath, which I found comical. So I'll be the adult. I'll be the grown-up in the room here. I'll be the voice of reason. Jared Goff was absolutely befuddled. But he wasn't befuddled by Khalil Mack, Akeem Nicks, Eddie Goldman, Danny Trevathan, or Eddie Jackson. It was the Arctic air of Chicago, the 12th man of the frozen tundra of Soldier Field. I will be the one to point this out. No one else seems to want to point it out. This was a California kid who turned into Frosty the Snowman at Soldier Field. You know it, I know it, and anybody that knows anything about Arctic conditions and football and life knows what happened. But God forbid we announce that this guy's a Mr. Softy and he can't handle the cold weather. No, no, no. Instead of that, we got to celebrate Khalil Mack, Akeem Nicks, Eddie Goldman, all those Chicago Bears defense players. Stick it. It was nothing the Bears did. There's nothing the Bears. I was not impressed with the Bears. I have seen this my entire life watching sports. It happens on a semi-regular basis. These guys, these warm-blooded guys, suffer a brain freeze in cold weather. It reminded me of the Dodgers visiting Fenway Park during the World Series and Jock Peterson wearing a parka in the dugout at Fenway with mittens on and a beanie. Jared Goff, I know he had the beanie on the sidelines and he had the parka. He only needed the mittens and he would have been a Dodger. Weak, soft. Pathetic. Pathetic. And clearly Jared Goff here was unprepared for the cold weather. He was a disheveled mess. There was no rhythm. The throwing into triple coverage. He panicked. He panicked because of the weather. It was like Jared Goff was being coached by Jeff Fisher again. Now, Goff, this was not his first cold weather game. He's been bad before in cold weather, although this was a new low. For Jared Goff, the Rams played in Denver, which was a cold weather game. Earlier, they won that game, but Jared Goff was miserable in that game. And you also, for all the love that Sean McVay gets, this is on Sean McVay. Before the Rams were supposed to play in Mexico City, a game that never happened, against Kansas City, they went to Colorado Springs. They went to Colorado Springs to get ready for the altitude. Well, Sean McVay should have taken the Rams to bleeping Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, to practice for the cold conditions in Chicago. It contaminated the entire team, but mainly Jared Goff. That was on him. Now, furthermore, while the Rams certainly have to wear the dunce cap and they embarrass themselves and Goff embarrassed himself, let's not skate over the fact that Mitch Trubisky also looked terrible. And that is a bigger problem.
Garbage.
That is a bigger issue as far as these two quarterbacks. Trubisky was barely above 50% of his passes. He had three interceptions. He had the one touchdown. His quarterback rating was not that much better than Jared Goff. Jared Goff was at 19.1. Trubisky was at 33.3. Half the sign of the devil was Mitch Trubisky's passer rating. And that's a much bigger quandary for the Bears, because the Rams, when everything's going right, even when things aren't going right, what are the Rams going to play? Maybe two cold weather games a year? They're a West Coast team. They're going to play maybe two cold weather games a year. The Chicago Bears, what are they looking at? Four or five cold weather games typically because of the division they're in. I know some of these teams play in domes and all that, but the Bears at home in November and certainly in December, you're talking about cold weather games, playoff games. And those defenders of Mitch Trubisky will say, well, it was his first start since week 11. He had the bad shoulder. Okay, fine. He was wild. The ball was all over the place. He was sailing passes over receivers' heads. And Chicago got his only touchdown was on a trick play. And I say it was a trick play because anytime a fat guy scores a touchdown, it's a trick play. And an offensive lineman for the Bears, Bradley Sowell, scored the touchdown. That's a fat guy touchdown. That's a trick play. The Rams defense was not so much the issue here. And the Rams defense has been rotten. I mean, they've been bad all year, but on this night, they held their own. They did more than enough. Jared Goff single-handedly destroyed any chance the Rams had to win this game. And it wasn't a case where Mitch Trubisky made these amazing plays to win the game. This was a case of the misadventures of mayhem and chaos and anarchy at the quarterback position for both teams offensive. I mean, the so-called monsters of the midway there, that Chicago Bears defense, which was being romanticized and canoodled by Chris Collinsworth, lost earlier this year to the Miami Dolphins and Brock Osweiler. Let's hold the horses on that. Let's slow down a little bit. And that Bears defense also, just a week earlier, gave up 30 points to the New York Giants, who are granted are not a playoff team and just a mediocre team at best, even though they played better lately. Whoop-de-damn-do. Congratulations. So keep things in perspective. It's a good confidence boost for the Bears, I guess, as long as they can play some more warm-weather teams that can't handle cold weather. But it was far from impressive. Now, the last point here, you have the micro and the macro when it comes to the Rams. In the micro, this is a demoralizing, deflating performance to play like a pushover because it was a little chilly outside is frightful for the Rams. But in the macro, this is not something that's going to derail the Rams season. I'll tell you why. Right. If this same matchup had happened at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, the Rams would have won by three touchdowns. And the Rams, the rest of the way, they've got the Eagles, that's next Sunday night, at the Cardinals, and then they close it out with the 49ers at home. That's a layup. That's batting practice. That's everything easy. That's going to the driving range in golf. That's 3-0. That's 14-2 your record. Even if the Rams were to stumble somehow, they go 13-3. And this was the last time the Rams will play a cold weather game in 2018. So if this indeed is the kryptonite, if this is the cheat code to beat the Rams and to slow down their offense and to stop them in their tracks, it's gone. That's the final time you'll see it. Unless somehow these dome teams can play outdoors in the playoffs, because if you look at it, the Rams are, at worst, are going to be the number two seed in the NFC, which means home games, well, they get the bye, then the home game, possibly a trip to a dome in the NFC title game in New Orleans. Other than that, home game in the LA Coliseum for the Saints, who certainly are more than capable of losing before they even get to the NFC Championship game. And the Super Bowl will be played at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, which is a dome. on February 3rd. So this is the last outdoor cold weather game the Rams will play, unless it gets really, really chilly in Glendale, Arizona. And it's possible. You know, it's possible there'll be a huge snowstorm because of this global cooling that's taking place. And when these teams get together a couple days before Christmas, December 23rd, that could just be That could just be a frozen game right there, clearly. All right, it is Ben Maller and you were hanging out. Let's hear from some of the participants here. Let's hear from Boy Wonder, Sean McVay, who was at a loss for words there, but he's trying to be Mr. Positive. He's trying to be Mr. Positive, the Rams coach.
I know this. We're not going to allow this to be a bad thing, no matter how you cut it.
It was
a
bad thing.
From this, you got to move on. Every single week provides a new narrative, and this one was a humbling night for us. But we've got an opportunity to be able to look at ourselves critically, respond the right way, and then get ready for a tough game against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sounded like his voice was giving out a little bit. Was he affected by the cold weather also? Does he need a lozenge, like a nice throat lozenge? Man. All right. Here, now, the coaching handbook, when it's cliche. When your team wins, you praise your players. When your team loses, you blame yourself. And let's see. I think Sean McVay is going to do that here. I believe so. Yes, Coach McVay? Yeah.
A lot more times than not, you know, they've made me right on some bad play calls earlier this year where they end up making great plays. But this was a good defense. They did an outstanding job. You can see why they are one of the best, if not the best defense in the league. And really, it's going to be something until you go back and look at it. It's really tough to say. But I know this. When I'm looking at it in terms of some of the intent, what we were trying to get done on a lot of things, I know this. I know I did not put our guys in good spots. And that's something that I have to be better for within the framework of my role and what I can control.
Well, I saw the game. You were on the field, so maybe you didn't see it. Here's what I saw, Coach. I saw your quarterback suffocate. That's what I saw. I saw your quarterback suffocate from cold weather. You know that gag reflex? Yeah, he was fighting for breath. That's what I saw, Coach. That's my analysis of the tape. Ridiculous. Here's Jared Goff, Mr. Softy. I hope he had his mittens on and his glass of hot cocoa when he talked to reporters there. Now he's going to praise the Bears. Kick himself in the ass. He's going to praise the Bears instead, I bet. Yeah?
They did a good job defensively. They're in the same league we are, and they're going to do some good things as well. At times, our offense isn't going to always be as, you know, explosive as we want, and you know, you try to avoid that, but you play enough games long enough. You know, they watch film, too. They do all their preparation. Stuff's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. You thaw out before you talk to the media there? Jeez. Man, oh, man, what a pathetic. That was one of the most pathetic performances I've seen in my life. Jared Goff in the cold weather. It was brutal. It was just embarrassing. What are you doing? You're making everyone in California look bad is what you're doing, okay? Anybody that lives in a warm weather environment is a sissy after watching. I mean, my God. All right, here's more from Jared Goff. Oh, yeah. One thing the media always does is they try to come up with an excuse, and the go-to excuse is you must be hurt. There must be a problem. You can't be that bad. It can't be because of the frosty, very chilly conditions there. It had to be something else. Here's Jared Goff trying to downplay that.
Nothing wrong with me. Just got to play better. You know, they've done a good job defensively, and last week they did a good job. This week, just the same. They did a good job defensively and had a hard time, but no, I don't think this will be the last time I have a bad game, and I don't think it'll be the last time I have two bad games in a row if I play for as long as I want to.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that Goff was injured. He had hypothermia. That's what he was suffering from. I think it's called frostbite. I think that's another way to say it there. Yeah, it affects the nose and the fingers and the toes and all that. So very nice. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie. Judas Garcia, he's right over there.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Interesting Sunday in the NFL. Who would have thought of the staff here in the Ben Maller Show that Roberto would be the only one celebrating a win? And I don't even know if he's celebrating it because he wants his team to lose and then get a better draft.
Well, no, I'm sure the Broncos won. Coop told me the Broncos were going to win out, so I'm sure the Broncos beat. They played the 49ers. The 49ers are their backup quarterback. There's no way the Broncos could have lost to an undrafted quarterback. I'm sure the Broncos won. You got that score wrong, Eddie. The Broncos won. Give that score again.
Oh, yeah, they're playing the 49ers. Yeah, they think they won.
No, they didn't win.
So you tell me the Broncos. Wait a minute. The Broncos, that great defense, lost to a third-string quarterback, Nick Mullins?
That is accurate. Yeah.
It's impossible. Must clearly
the
that's
impossible
a
happened on this NFL told, Sunday.
Or maybe they were too cold. Maybe that's the reason.
Broncos going to run. No, the Broncos run the table. That's a great Bronco team. That's one of the all-time great defenses. They got Chubba Lub Lub on one side.
Touché,
and
Coop,
they got
touché.
They got Von Miller on the other side.
Yeah, one of the all-time great offenses. 6 points.
That's listen, that Bronco team, I tell you what, Case Keenum, you're right. John Elway coming around. That's good. That's a quality addition. And in Keenum, we trust.
Maybe if Vance Solid. Joseph wasn't such trash.
I think Vance is doing a good job. Broncos are going to get a middle of the first round pick. Be pretty good. Not great, but middle of the first round.
Speaking of trash, you want to get trash tonight, Ben? Huh?
Do I want to get trash? No, I don't want to get trash. What is it, eggnog? There?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'll take some.
Oh, is that the vodka in suit? That's alcohol in.
Yeah.
Are we
no, there's
to
no
drink?
Alcohol in there.
There's no alcohol in there?
Made with fake Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Oh, okay. Fake whiskey. Oh, great. Just what I need. That's perfect. Okay.
I actually do need a little bit of that, so pass it on over, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm supposed to, I'm going to put it in the freezer because I think we're supposed to have it chilled.
Oh, yeah, so wait a little bit, get it nice and cold. Did somebody send that to us? Is that?
That was just hand-delivered by.
Hand-delivered?
Yes, by Fluffy Dave's sister.
Fluffy Dave's sister lives in near our studio?
Yes.
Is that right?
Hello, yeah. Fluffy Dave's sister.
Who knew that such royalty lived in our presence? I had no idea, but it's amazing. Well, thank you, Mrs. Not Mrs. Fluffy, because that would be awkward, but the other Fluffy.
Did Fluffy Dave know that three of us were going to need a drink?
I guess so. But he told me just now on Twitter that make sure everyone tries it. So that's including you, Ben.
Okay, I'll try it. Fine, I'll try it. That's fine. And I'm not going to vomit. Well, I can't guarantee I won't vomit.
that's why we'll do it at the end of the show. Yeah.
We'll do it at the very end there. Yeah. Shot for the road. Yeah, always good. All right. Yes.
No.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It was not one of the marquee games, but it is certainly a game that we had our attention on. The Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans, the Texans with the longest winning streak in the NFL, and they were being promoted as a Super Bowl team by some, off the radar despite all their wins. We heard it. We heard it. Oh, the Texans. Oh, my God, the Texans. Don't sleep on the Texans. We heard. Yeah, we're sleeping, and I'm perfectly fine taking a nice long nap on the Texans. Andrew Luck had 399 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and he also left with a win as the Indianapolis Colts take down the Texans in a game that was a 24-21 final in favor of Indianapolis, a game that was in my rotation, game that I had. I was watching several games at the same time. That's what we call multitasking. But I did have that game prominently on display there as the Colts get their seventh win of the year. The Texans dropped their fourth game, the first time since the first three games of the year. So let's discuss how demoralizing is this loss for the Texans? Now, I have the roundhouse, shell-shocked, and worms. And we will strap all these together. Now, A, the Texans have been dabbling in fraudulent activities all season. We pointed that out. People have been upset with us and said we don't know what we're talking about, but we've been accurate with our analysis. We've been fair when we talk about the Houston Texans this year and go through all of those gifts. And it actually started against Indianapolis back in week 4 when Frank Reich decided, you know, I'd rather lose the game than tie. So the Texans should have been 0-3-1 to start the year. Instead of that, they got a 1-3 start. And then the Cowboys and Jason Garrett, rather than go for it on 4th-and-1, let's not do that, hand the game a chance for the Texans to win the game. They did exactly that in that 19-16 game in week 5. Then in week 6, you had Nathan Peterman. The Peterman did it. He's not even in the NFL anymore. Week 7 was a gift, compliments of Blake Bortles, who finally got benched in that game against the Texans. That was also a game where Jacksonville played against Deshaun Watson, who couldn't even travel. He's so fragile, He couldn't even travel by plane. He had to take a bus to Jacksonville for that game. Then in week eight, you had the gift that was Brock Osweiler, that short week, week eight. That was a gift for the Texans. Week nine, but wait, there's more. Week nine, that was the missed field goal at the end in the Mile High City. The Broncos, at the time ran out, could have won the game on a field goal. They missed it. So all those gifts in a row, and now here we are in week 14, and the Indianapolis Colts get it done. Get her done. So we pointed all this out, but nobody was listening. The product of a weak schedule, the product of some NFL generosity. The Colts are nothing spectacular. The Colts are what their record says they are. They're an average, middle-of-the-road team, nothing spectacular. They also got shut out in Jacksonville a week ago, right? So they're coming off a shutout, a look-ahead situation. Any bounces back, destroys the overrated Texans defense. We mentioned the stat line for Andrew Luck, 399 yards passing and two touchdowns. remember we pointed out when Marcus Mariota completed all those passes and wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's see. How good is this Houston Texans defense? How good are they? We're like, I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're all that good. Mariota, if you forgot, was 22 of 23 passing against this Texans defense a few weeks back when these teams got together. But anyway, this is about Indianapolis. T.Y. Hilton. How about T.Y. Hilton? 199 yards and 9 receptions. And T.Y. Hilton has pretty much dominated his entire career, the Houston Texans. But there's a mind-blowing statistic to sum up how dominant T.Y. Hilton has been against the Texans. Now, coming into the game on Sunday, he was averaging 18.6 yards a reception against Houston. He left the stadium averaging 19 yards a reception. This is a veteran, an NFL veteran, who's average and plays the Texans twice a year for the Colts, and his per reception average against the Texans went up by almost half a yard based on one game. Based on one game. It was dominant. It was emasculating for the other side, for Houston. The Colts essentially gave the Texans a roundhouse kick right to the chin, the chinny chin chin, a gut-churning performance. This is not a team to be feared in the AFC. There are teams to be feared. This is not one of them. Now, part B of this, Deshaun Watson has been insulated from criticism by many in the mainstream football media. Of course, these wins insulate you from a lot of that as well. But I am not a peddler of panic, unless I am. But I saw Deshaun Watson shell-shocked at times in this game. The Texans, they don't want to admit it, but Deshaun Watson is far, far from the complete package. He is a guy that makes a lot of mistakes, and it is going to cripple you in the postseason. The eternal clock, the internal clock, not the eternal clock, the internal clock is a little off for Deshaun. Now, the uneducated football fan is going to blame the offensive line. It's the offensive line. You got a bad offensive line. Blame the offensive line. You can tell someone's a dope when they say that, right? When you watch the Texans, here's what my takeaway from this game. The reality is that most of the time, Deshaun Watson has plenty of opportunity to throw the ball. More than enough time for a professional quarterback to throw the football. He is bad at his job. What is my evidence? According to the Next Gen statistics, 4 of the 5 sacks Deshaun Watson took on Sunday, he took with more than 4 seconds of time. He had more than 4 seconds to drop back, assess the defense, find the open receiver, and throw the ball. You're not going to get more than 4 seconds. This is not, there's not a firewall around you as a quarterback. And if you can't make proper decisions in that amount of time, you should find another line of work. If you need more than 4 seconds as a professional quarterback to get rid of the ball and you're going to get sacked because you can't get rid of the ball, that's on you. But these dopes blame the offensive line. 4 of the 5 sacks Watson took in this game, he had more than 4 seconds time. More than 4. What are you doing? You shouldn't need that amount of time to get rid of the ball. Watson was a failure in that regard. Now, on the surface, his stats weren't all that bad, but when you peel back the curtain, you realize the baseline, the bare minimum for a passing offense to be considered acceptable is 7 yards per attempt. Now, for comparison's sake, the Colts averaged 9 yards per pass attempt with Andrew Luck against that supposedly vaunted, highly rated Texans defense. With all the accolades they've gotten, Colts averaged 9 yards per attempt. The Texans averaged 5.3 yards per pass against a very ordinary Indianapolis Colts defense. A very ordinary defense. Now, the last word here. The Texans are playing several more crummy teams to close out the season. So it's hard to imagine that they will not end up going 12-4. They play a collection of mistake-prone teams like the Jets. That's a game in New Jersey at the Eagles. And that's a game against the Eagles where the Eagles will be coming off a game in Los Angeles on a Sunday night. And then they close it out at home against Cody Kessler and Jacksonville. And I'm sure Jacksonville will be very motivated in that game, their final game of the year before they go on their long offseason vacation. I'm sure they'll bring an honest effort in that game, absolutely. So we will not see the flaws. We will not see the flaws of this Texans team on display until we get down the line to the postseason. And then the can of worms will pop open. You know, I love that. That's a great comic gag. You ever do that when you're a kid? You know, you go to the magic shop and they have the can of worms and it's like looks like a peanut container. And then you twist it open and bah! And you give it to your parents. You want to fool your parents, you know, so you think your parents will be spooked out. I used to love that. I'd go to the magic shop at Disneyland and that would be my thing. I'd always want a magic. I want a gag gift. I want to fool my mom. You know, I want to check my, hey, mom, have some peanuts. Ah, no, it's a giant, massive. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Now, if you look ahead and say, well, if the season were to end today, well, the NFL would lose a lot of money, right? The NFL would lose a lot of money because they have several weeks of inventory for television they have to get through. The Texans would play the Ravens if the season were to conclude and nothing changes between now and the end of the season. And that's actually a very attractive matchup for the Texans because I'm blown away by the Ravens. I don't understand. And the Ravens finally lost to Kansas City, but the fact that they had a shot in the game and were there, they were counterpunching the Chiefs is stunning to me. Let's hear from Bill O'Brien, the losing coach. The Texans get the L. Eat the L! Eat the L, Bill O'Brien! The fans were giving him a hard time. They were razzing. They didn't like the offense. Let's hear the question and the answer.
What did you think about the crowd booing after a play call with about 4.5 minutes left to play?
Nothing. I'm so focused on calling the game. I'm not thinking about the crowd.
That's a lie.
I love the Houston fans, but I'm trying to do as good a job as I can for the team, which wasn't good enough today.
Yeah.
Bill, is that the best question? I mean, we got to have better questions than that.
I'll try.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Why don't you submit questions you'd like us to ask over at Texans.com? They can ask you those questions. What a dope. Is that the best question you've got? Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't realize we needed our questions approved by the coach. Didn't realize this was state-run media. Why don't you just have the NFL Network and the state-run, you know, it's Texans.com ask you questions? And his reaction, you know what? That tells me he heard the booing. He was offended by that question, so he dodged the question. But you know Bill O'Brien, he absolutely heard the booing. Boo! Boo! I'm doing my impersonation of a Texas season ticket holder. Now let's hear from the clown who plays quarterback for the Texans, a man who is such a pussy willow, he blocked me on his bye week. Pussy willow. All right, here's Deshaun Watson. You sucked. You know you sucked. Admit you sucked against the Colts, yes?
It was decent. I mean,
What?
Plays I try to make. Missed two deep shots, missed DT, missed hop. Kind of rushed it on the deep balls, but outside of that, you know, we'll sit there and watch the film. We, you know, create things on the sideline. And, you know, everyone on offense could have played better. But, I mean, games like that happen. And it's a good learning lesson for us to, you know, watch the film and correct it.
Yeah, 5 yards. 5 yards. A little over 5 yards per attempt. That's good NFL quarterback play. Again, if you didn't watch the game, the stats, oh, he had great stats. Great quarterback rating. Watch the game, you're like, hey, wait a minute. What's up with that? I hear more from the clown, the very soft, delicate quarterback of the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson. Because boy, this guy. Now he threw the ball away. There was a throwaway situation. Let's hear Deshaun break down that. That's ought to be great.
Sometimes, you know, I need to throw it away, but sometimes, you know, when things not going, somebody need to make a play, so I try to make a play, and that's what get the offensive line going, get the receivers going. So sometimes, you know, it backfires, and sometimes it works. If it works, everyone is, you know, cheering. If it don't, then everyone's saying get rid of the ball. So, I mean, it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah. Hey, Deshaun, do you think you need more than 4 seconds to throw a ball as a professional quarterback?
I mean, garbage.
How about you protect your offensive line, Deshaun? How about that? Yeah? Big fat guys up front? Yeah. All right. So the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll take your phone calls if you would like to be part. The number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the festivities. Something very interesting going on, by the way. We'll bring in Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, blah, 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 whatever, Garcia. But there's something interesting going on here. The Aussie guy is fighting with – it's two international listeners fighting. We have the Aussie guy who's getting into a Twitter rhubarb with Terry from England.
Oh, no.
So we've got an English member of the Maller Militia.
Keep it clean, boys.
Yeah, you can't read it on the air.
So we have two different contingents, international contingents of the Maller Militia, who are getting into a rhubarb on Twitter. This is great.
Too. Yeah, it's funny. Can't read it on the air, though.
This is wonderful. Yeah, like the Aussie guy was doing a whole rant about...
I just had a revelation.
What's that?
Our first ever international... Come on, you know it.
Well, you say it. Go ahead. No, you say it.
Our first ever international... I forgot the word for it.
Oh, Eddie, what are you, Donnybrook? What were you looking for?
No. Oh,
Kerfluffle? What are you getting at? Well, no, I'm trying to think of what word. I use a lot
verbal
of different...
Verbal octagon.
Oh, that's not an octagon.
Why not?
No, because it's not. The octagon's on the radio. This is on social media. This is a guy in the UK fighting with a guy
in
Australia.
Look, our verbal octagons have been all hype and not substance. So let's continue the tradition. Get these guys on the air and go at it.
Well, I like it.
International pride on the line.
Well, Terry was throwing it down. Like, Terry was like, what the F do you know about cold, you blank, blank, southern hemisphere, blank.
Oh,
and he's going, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I can say.
Southern hemisphere.
And, yeah.
Smack talk.
It's northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere.
Yeah,
battling it out.
I'm telling you.
It's good.
Verbal octagon.
And then the Aussie guy. See, I love the Aussie. The Aussie guy comes right back. He does not hold back. He's like, all right, you know what? You want to attack the hemisphere I live in, I will then accuse you of doing possibly the most disgusting thing a human being can do to someone who at some point was a human being, and I am going to accuse you of doing that. That is just tremendous. It was the kind of an act that is so despicable and so disgusting and so foul and so ghastly that we won't even say it. We're not even saying it.
No, maybe it's not a good idea to get them on the air then if they're going to go there.
I love it.
Not going to keep it clean.
Was outstanding. That's the kind of stuff you get. That's
we got the dump button, though. I think it's worth a shot.
It's a Maller Militia versus Maller Militia.
You've never had that before, right?
International Octagon?
Yeah.
I don't think we've had international.
No, this is a historic event.
Yeah. Well, we can line them up. I'll put them on. We'll line them up.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Here we go. Let's go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Fire. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Koopaloop.
Now, Ben, you said last week that you think Kyler Murray is making the right decision by picking baseball over football. However, over the weekend, there were numerous reports that scouts have him graded as a first-round pick if he were to enter the NFL draft. Do you agree?
No, I didn't see any of that. I don't know where you saw he would be a first-round pick. Everything that I've seen, he wouldn't even be drafted. That he wouldn't be – unless maybe at the end of the seventh round he would be picked. He's not a legit NFL prospect. He's generally listed at 5'10". He's actually 5'9". There are no 5'9 quarterbacks in the NFL. It's just not realistic. And even Murray saw the writing on the wall. He got $5 million, almost $5 million from the Oakland Athletics, and he's going to play baseball. I don't – believe he'll even be drafted. I'd be stunned if he's as a quarterback if he's drafted. So I don't think it's an option. Next.
Now, the 76ers have gone 9-3 since acquiring Jimmy Butler, but Joel Embiid is apparently not happy with his new role. And he said the offense used to flow through him, but now it doesn't. Do you think this will end up being a big problem for the team, or do you think they'll work it out?
Yes, I think they'll have to fold the franchise because of this. No, listen, Joel Embiid is the alpha dog of the Sixers. He's not happy. His numbers are pretty good. He's not shooting the ball particularly well from the outside. But Jimmy Butler's the centerpiece now, and that's got to bother Joel Embiid. And I think we're seeing some of that. And this will continue. Now, the real buildup is if the Sixers were to flame out in the playoffs, and then this will reach a crescendo. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. It's the NBA. This kind of stuff happens all the time in the NBA. So I would expect this to fester between Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid the rest of the season and into the playoffs. Next!
Now, Bruce Arians said this weekend that it's 99-1 against him coaching next season. Now, that still leaves the door open, even though just a little bit. Do you think he coaches next season, Ben?
I do not. He's 66 years old. He had poor health in Arizona. I believe he will continue to do a very mediocre job as a broadcaster. They're looking for younger coaches in the NFL. The deck is stacked against Bruce Arians. The odds are very short. He's not going to come back. There it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you pass this.
I won it! I got it at the buzzer! At the buzzer!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line on Screen Radio. That's where we give back. We take, we take, we take, we take, we take, we take. And occasionally we need to give back. Now, several ways we can go. The Pittsburgh Steelers have lost three straight games, and they've got the Patriots and Saints upcoming. That would be a Armageddon situation for Mike Tomlin. But to be fair, because if there's one thing I am, it's fair. The most embarrassing, gutless, despicable performance in a cold weather environment this weekend goes to Jared Goff of the Los Angeles Rams. Now, Goff went out Sunday night and decided that he wanted to vomit all over Soldier Field. And how many interceptions did he have? Not one, not two, not three. How about four interceptions? Couldn't handle the cold weather. So, cold weather advice to Jared Goff of the Rams on how to play better in cold weather. You're live on the air when you hear my voice. 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369. And again, this is where you call up and unscreen radio. You're live on the air when you hear my voice, and we'll be giving advice to Rams quarterback Jared Goff, who had a quarterback rating of 19.1. And four interceptions against the Bears. Let's go to you. Hello, you're first up. Your advice to Jared Goff, line one.
Don't eat yellow snow.
No. Maybe that's his problem. He was out. There's no snow, though. It was just cold. It was in the 20s. Line two, you're next up. Advice to Jared Goff on playing better in cold weather.
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Certainly worked for you over the years. Why not Jared Goff? Let's go to you. You're next on Fox Sports Radio. It's the Insta Advice Line for Jared Goff on playing in cold weather. Line five, you're on the air. Advice to Jared Goff, line five.
I would look Mike Tomlin square in those big bug eyes and say, Rams having their problems on the road. I'm Ben Maller.
Line six, you're on the air. Advice to Jared Goff on playing better in cold weather.
Have a hot-blooded woman help him with his balls.
Hello. Maybe his balls were deflated. That was a Patriot problem. Line two, or the Colts problem. Line two, you're on the air. Hello, line two.
Now, Big Ben, before I say something, could you do me a favor and sit up a little bit?
Yes. Line three, you're on the air. Go ahead, line three.
Get yourself a woman in that huddle. That'll keep you warm.
All right. And you have some kind of woman in the huddle. Line four, you're on the air. Hello, line four.
Jared Goff having trouble on the road. This is Ben Mouth.
All right. No one needs to stop mocking me. Line five, you're on the air. Hello, line five.
Go up to any Laker fan and kick him in a ball-washing mouth.
Okay. Line six, you're on the air. Advice to Jared Goff, who appears to freeze over in cold weather, the Rams quarterback. Line six.
My condolences to the blank family.
Line two, you're next. Line two, your advice, please, to Jared Goff, who cannot handle the cold weather.
Fire Marvin Lewis.
Okay, sound advice. Line three, you're next. Advice to Jared Goff on how to handle cold weather.
Well, at least you can be the starting quarterback in Washington with that rating.
That's a good point. Move up the depth chart. Should you get traded to the Redskins? Line four, you're on the air. Hello. Line four, that's you.
Nog.
All right, line five. Where's that guy? Hey, Roberto, I know it's you. That guy hasn't called in yet.
Where is he?
Line five, are you there, line five?
The man, the myth, the loser, your podcast, hot trash.
Line six, you're next. Advice to Jared Goff, line six. All right, well, that's enough. We'll do one more and only one. I don't know. This guy wasn't even there. Line one. Which one do you want to pick, Coop? Hurry up. Pick a line.
Line five.
Line five. Final call. Instant advice line for the LA Rams quarterback Jared Goff on dealing with cold weather. Line five.
Hey, Jared, come to New England where the refs are paid off and Robert Kraft has paid all the refs.
All right. That jerk from Maine. There it is. The instant advice line.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.